Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It's Talking Yanks pregame show. It's game two versus the Arizona Diamondbacks. They took game one. Now we got to face Greinke. Trade deadline's looming. Weird stuff is happening. I am drained. This is a late show, and I am so drained. Jake, how you doing? Take over for 2 seconds.
I'm doing all right, Jim. The trade deadline is here. What are we? 4 hours away. And I think that in and of itself is super draining as a Yankees fan.
Four hours away?
Well, Jim, I knew that wouldn't help you, but we've written some checks that we're hoping to cash. I know you on Talking Baseball, we did a whole thing about teams that pick up people at the trade deadline. I know you're also a little shook because you didn't really think someone like Trevor Bauer could be traded, and he was. It just feels like in the next 4 hours, we're going to know a lot about how the rest of the season will be dictated. Does Cashman make a big news? And in 4 hours, we're clapping and we're stoked and we're like, let's get ready for Boston. Let's punch it. Does Cashman not really make any moves? And
has a contender made a move yet? Dodgers?
The Mets. The Mets are making a push.
But for real, right? No contenders made a move. The Dodgers... The
A's made those small trades to like start the trade deadline,
but still, like the Dodgers, the Astros, the Yankees, the Twins, the Nationals, the teams you would expect to make moves. The rich have not gotten richer.
Yeah, I mean the Braves signed Keuchel. That's kind of a big move for them earlier, but no, it's and Jim, I've. Sometimes I get these romantic thoughts
about you,
about baseball, that, man, baseball got rid of the waiver trade deadline. The next 4 hours in Major League Baseball should be incredible. They should be one of the highlights of the season. And we're approaching this scary area where what if all the contenders stay pat, man, and the biggest trades were made by the Reds and the Mets? I mean, that's not a good look for baseball. So now our trade deadline sucks and our winter meetings and offseason kind of sucks. Like, come on, guys. So I don't know. I don't want to jump to conclusions. I think a lot of bodies still, like, have to go, even if they are the mid-tier guys, whether it's Mike Leake, maybe a Zach Wheeler, who knows who else, Nick Castellanos. I'd hope there's more than that. But, Jim, as a Yankee fan – you know, we've been kind of hammering the horn that the Yanks are going to do something. And I think even in recent days, it's jumped to a larger magnitude, whether it's just the pitching being bad or the Boston series or maybe a little column A, a little column B. It's kind of a nervous 4 hours in Yankees land. We need something. You know Cashman's going to do something. It's just... at this point, it has to be something impactful. Like, even if it's a quality reliever and we can walk away and say, hey, this bullpen's going to be nuts. We've got the hitting. Like, we just need our starting pitching to give us so much, whatever. Like, even that at least gets us going in the right direction. Right now, we don't have that, and it's scary.
Yeah, man. That's scary. And Voit goes to the DL. David Hale goes to the IL. Sorry, both go to the IL. They call up Holder and Breivik Valera. So now Breivik Valera and Wade are on the same roster. Clint doesn't get called up. And this was another huge spot because Edwin can play first. DH is available. So I've been saying this with every single move. People have pushed back on it every single move. Yankees are mad at Clint. Yankees do not like Clint. Yankees do not want to call up Clint. Yankees are trying to trade Clint. And if you don't agree with that yet. I don't know where you are. They have spit in Clint's face at every turn since demoting him. Breivik Valera gets called up over him when the DH spot's open. Where the fuck is Tyro Estrada? Is he trying to get traded? What's going on right now? This is a weird, weird time in Yankees baseball. And we have four games versus the Red Sox coming up this weekend, Jake. What's the roster going to look like?
Your guess is as good as mine, man. And you know Tyler Wade, who hits the homer yesterday. We were both making our jokes before that. I mean, Tyro Estrada proved every right that he should be up over Tyler Wade while he played this season. Clint Frazier, you're right. I could see them playing an infielder card with Voit getting hurt and bringing Breivik up. And then you can spin it back to Tyro too. So there's some funky stuff going on. I mean, I think the Yankees think Breivik Valera is their next Voit Talkman piece of the line. So I think they kind of want to get him at bats. It's bizarre. We don't know what's trade posturing. I mean, maybe half we could see all the guys we mentioned either gone in a trade or back in AAA in a few hours, essentially. So I don't know, man. It's if this is part of the World Series DVD, this would definitely be a somewhat tumultuous 2 minutes or so.
Yeah, it's just weird. Now we got Granky today when they got shut down by Taylor Clark. It's supposed to be a fun day when we are injected with reinforcements and let's go get it. And with the Voit injury and the current 25 man, I don't know. And I'm just drained because I had a long night last night anyway. I just have no real good vibes right now. Not for the rest of the season because I still have faith in this team going forward, and Voit will probably be healthy and Gary will be healthy and Gardner's going to be back and DJ's going to be back and all that. Like, so going like forward, I'm not, but like right now the mood is just kind of shitty for me.
Yeah. It's kind of not what you were thinking the deadline was going to be. And we'll see. I mean, that could change in 5 minutes. That could change in 4 hours. It might not change at all. And I think I put out some tweets out there about Cashman last night that, again, you have to be careful with some of the words you say, but he's just setting himself for problems if he doesn't address the starting pitching, and that's an issue again in the playoffs. And people are having trouble with that concept a little bit, but it's I don't know, man. This could all change in a little bit, and at the same time, you're right. I mean, if things go by pretty quietly and they just add a small piece or something, you know, we're going to be back here saying, well, that.
Well, I lost Jake. He turned into a question mark. Maybe he'll try to come back. Maybe not. You guys can still see me, right? So it's just me. If there was ever a time I needed Jake's help to make the show go by, it'd be today. Chat, you guys want to do oh, so fucking exhausted. All right, for anyone that listens on just the podcast app, Jake just cut out. Maybe he'll try and rejoin. I don't even know how that works with this new technology we have, but the stream looks cool these days. Anyway, see if he texts me. He said lost ya. Yeah, you dropped. Try to add back in. Okay. Lineups. You guys ready for this? This will be exciting. The lineup today. Hicks is leading off. Judge is batting second. Edwin Encarnacion's batting third and playing first base with Voit on the DL, IL. I've been good about saying IL all season, and today my brain's out of oxygen. I keep saying DL. My bad. Didi, the cleanup hitter. At short. Glaber slides down to fifth, which means Gio is batting sixth. Maben in right field batting seventh. Talkman eighth. Romine ninth. Now, if you look at stats of this lineup, it's really not that bad. Romine's been good lately. Tauchman's been great lately. I think he's coming off a bad game in Boston, but, you know, his last seven are still impressive. Maben hit the ball hard as fuck in Boston. Gio is on a heater like we've never seen him on, and that's crazy because he's been on a heater for a while. Gleyber hit a line drive yesterday. I don't know what his stats look like. Didi's hot. Edwin's locked in. Judge, not hot. Not positive on Hicks. So it's like, you know, you got Gio, Maben, Tauchman, Romine is the bottom four, and you could say that's not really that fun considering DJ's out, Gardy's out. Stan's still not around. Voight's out, but hitters have been fine. Tanaka's in a big, fucking big prove yourself game because his last three now have been awful. He got left out to die. His ERA for the season is unfixable with the 12 earned runs, Boone letting him eat all that last outing. So Tanaka's in a fucking, in a bad way. Part of me thinks Tanaka's going to get up for this game because he's facing Granke. It's like when we saw him face Darvish a couple years ago. In 2017, he was having an awful season in the first half, and he faced Darvish in that game, and they both went like complete game shutouts. We won on a Brett Gardner walk-off or game-tying home run in the bottom of the ninth, something like that. As Gardner game-tying home run bottom of the ninth, and then Ronald Torres with the walk-off later on. We all know this. We all remember perfectly. Granke's having a great season. He's a really good pitcher. He shut us down last time we faced him. Diamondbacks lineup. Dyson's in center field. Flores at second base. Escobar at third base. Peralta in left field. Walker at DH. Lamb at first base. Ahmed at shortstop. Avila at catcher. LoCastro in right field. Granke pitching. To be honest, there's not really many names I care about there. Dyson, sure. Flores, Mets. Don't give a fuck. I don't know if Jake's coming back. My what to watch for is, I don't know, man, like a spark, just some runs, Tanaka, everything. Everything's just kind of brutal right now. Seems like Jake can't add back in. I don't know. I don't know. Tried both links. Nada. Okay, let me see. Try this one, Jake. Probably going to get rained out. Hey, a rain out might not be that bad because gives us time to do trade talks. I mean, after this game, I think we have a two-game recap podcast and a trade reaction podcast. So we'll see how it all goes. What to watch for? It's Tanaka and it's still Judge. I don't know, man. The bench is Wade, Breivik, and Higgy. The bench is Wade, Valera, and Higgy. Three guys that were in AAA a week ago. Nuts. Does anyone have good numbers versus Granke? Is that what we want to do next? Or do we just get this out? Game's going to start in an hour, so we're running out of time for the podcast to listen to this. Jake had some good thoughts on the trade. I feel bad that he's not in here anymore, but when you're going live, you can't really do much about that. Going to look up Granke's numbers versus this Yankees team. And see where they fall. You think anyone's got good numbers? Let's see. All right, DJ LeMahieu has good numbers. Great. Fantastic. Perfect. Didi Gregorius, 2 for 10. Cameron Maben, 3 for 11 with a home run. Edwin, 1 for 6. No one else has anything worthwhile. I bet Tanaka and Adam Jones have a bunch of history. Bet they have a ton of history. I wonder if he has history versus any of these. I bet Flores has a couple at-bats versus Tanaka from the interleague times. I said a while ago that I thought this two-game set versus the Diamondbacks was going to be bad, that the Yankees were not going to be up for it, but I thought that would come after, you know, a good outing in Fenway and then the two-game set and then another good one. Seems bad. Adam Jones has fantastic numbers versus Tanaka. 12 for 34 with two doubles and three home runs. 1.065 And he's not in the lineup today, so go fuck myself. Why would I talk about him? That's Jake's job usually. Whatever. All right, guys. Homer draft. Let's see. I got an idea. Jake's still not here. I got an idea. All right. Podcast listeners, sorry. Hey, man.
Hey.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
I've just been fucking muttering to myself.
Okay.
Adam Jones has great numbers versus whoever, but he's not playing today, so that was dumb of me. That's what I did.
Are you taking him in the Homer draft then?
Ha ha, Jake.
Ha.
This program says I can capture my phone, which is kind of crazy. Oh shit, dude! I can capture my phone on a FaceTime with you. Hold on, podcast. I know that this sucks for you guys, but I think what cool technology we have now, Jake. You're fucking huge, though. Your face is the biggest thing in the world. Ah, damn it. Shit. All right. We're gonna figure this out. Are you excited about this? Hey, what were you... You were making a really good point. The chat was like, Jake was making a good point. It sucks that we lost him. Do you remember it? Ah, man. Hold on. Your audio's not here, though. Okay, I think I can hear you now. Can you talk? Everything sucks. We're not doing that. Okay. Can I hear you now? Wait, chat, could you guys hear him? Jake, things are going poor. I can't hear you. I wanted to hear you really bad. Chat couldn't hear you either. Now I can't hear you on this FaceTime because my phone took over. Text me your Homer draft picks, and I'll end the show. And this is a nightmare. Well, I can't hear a thing you're saying, so like... Okay. All right, see ya. All right, that was fun. It's a fun time. What a fun time. Could you guys see his face for a little? Technology's crazy. All right, Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. I believe Jake gets to go first. You know, we can't miss out on the Homer draft. This shit's important. No one got a home run yesterday. Jake's up first. Who is your pick via text now? Amir Garrett on the Yankees would be electric. Yeah, a lot of people are like, I think what Amir Garrett did kind of sucks. Everything else was cool. I don't know, man. The Pirates, I didn't realize Clint Hurdle like has that bad of a reputation, and the Pirates are like that bad of a reputation and all that. You know what's funny? I was gonna send out this podcast. I was gonna send out this podcast link and say, hey, this would be a good pregame show to check out because we talked about our frustration with the trade deadline and the injuries and all that. And now is a terrible podcast to send out for people that don't listen to the pregame show usually. All right, Jake chose Hicks. He chose the two Aarons. He probably chose that because he knows that I took them yesterday and that they were both available. So he chooses the two Aarons. I'm going to choose Edwin. And I'm going to choose Gio. I think that Gio's luck continues. Over under. Do we know what the over under is? I'm going to look it up right now. Was Jake removed from the show because he's been traded to Talkin' Astros? I think so. He's over there. He's been fluffing the Astros up for a while anyway. So let's see. The over under is, I thought I was going to get Jake on the screen via phone. I was so excited about that. I thought it was going to be so cool. I was so impressed with myself. Where does Jake find the over under? 9. Wow, it's 9. Jake's choosing the under with 9. Shit. You know what? I'm going to choose the under because I think, what if they play 5 and then that rain comes at 3 and it gets delayed? So, and Granky's really good and fucking fingers crossed Tanaka's good. All right, guys. Thanks for sitting through whatever the hell this was. There's 77 people watching whatever the fuck we just did. You guys are crazy. I appreciate you. That's insane. That couldn't have been fun for anyone listening with headphones on. All right. So that ends the show. We appreciate it. Go tell everyone, hey, this is the best pregame show ever. Can't believe it.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.